I'm Maiken Scott. This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. This story is part of our episode, Science at Work. Scientists are learning that a lot of us should work a lot less, only to be more productive when we do work, of course. My friends in Europe seem to be forever on vacation somewhere, but Americans are terrible at taking time off, even if they have paid vacation. Last year, over half of US workers didn't use all of their vacation days, and those who do go somewhere, they often have trouble unplugging. Shuka Kalantari reports.
Marianne Dakek is a family doctor in Washington, D.C. She's always on call, even when she's away from the hospital. Her work pager gets rerouted to her personal cell phone.
So every beep has the same urgency. Every text has the same urgency. Every phone call has the same urgency.
She's also the mother of two young kids. Plus,
I teach, therefore I have about 21 extra children who are called residents in the work life. And I also have two children who are called children in their work life.
When she takes a vacation, it's hard for her to unwind at first. She recently drove 6 hours to a camp out in tents with friends and family in upstate New York, near a river surrounded by oaks and maples. I asked Marianne to keep an audio journal to track whether she was really unwinding or if she was still plugged into her smartphone. And her friends with her on the trip kept tabs on her too.
I have checked my work email, unfortunately. I've responded to one resident text, breaking rules.
Wait, they texted you?
They do text me.
Which one? Text? So you're never off.
No, I'm never off.
That was day one. On day two, Marianne began to relax.
I actually slept through the night. I actually slept in past 6 a.m., both of which are big successes since many times I don't do either of those.
When we don't get a break, our bodies, our nervous systems, get stuck in something called sympathetic mode.
Human bodies are meant to respond to threats, respond to challenges, and then recover from them. So vacation is kind of like that break.
That's Emiliana Simon-Thomas. She's a science director at the University of California, Berkeley. She says when we're in sympathetic mode, our hearts race, muscles tense up, our brains tell us, get ready to fight or flee. It's the body's evolutionary response to danger, a safety mechanism from back when our ancestors were being chased by tigers.
The assumption physiologically is that those threats are not pervasive, that those threats are not enduring, that they don't go on and on and on. Either you perish or you survive and the threat goes away.
Anxiety over impending deadlines, anticipated failures. We're on constant alert for the next 21st century threat, and our bodies can't hang. They need rest to do things like digest food, stabilize blood pressure, and repair damaged tissue. When we're stressed, our bodies don't get the memo to do this repair work.
It's like, hold on, we're not going to do that for a while. We're just going to deal with this challenge right in front of us.
Some workers around the country have a tough time taking vacation. San Francisco has the worst track record. 62% of employees in the Golden City who work 35 hours or more report not taking all their paid time off. I'm at the San Francisco office of the software company Adobe Systems. Rosemary Arriata-Kuiper leads human resources here. She tells me Adobe used to have a hard time getting employees out of the office.
When somebody goes on vacation, you may go on vacation and you may disconnect, but everything around you still goes on. So when you come back to the office, guess what? You're going through 100 emails, you're trying to play catch up.
We're in a huge cafeteria where employees are drinking coffee on plush couches and working on their laptops in corner booths. Rosemary says twice a year this place goes silent. Everyone takes a mandatory vacation and Adobe closes shop.
The beauty of the shutdown is it allows everybody to kind of disconnect at the same time and for an extended period of time so that people actually feel like they have the opportunity to recharge.
The media company TED of TEDx also has these blackouts. So does LinkedIn and smaller companies like Arizmendi, a local bakery in the Bay Area. For many businesses, this mandatory time off came out of the recession 10 years ago. It was a way to cut costs, but the policy stuck because research shows taking all your allotted vacation time is not only good for your health, it's good for a company's bottom line. Productivity increases, employee retention goes up. It's a win-win. back to Marianne Dakak, the doctor and mother of two who went on that nature getaway in upstate New York. She says halfway through vacation, a folk band played at their campsite. She danced, she ate, she drank, and she rested. She stopped being on call.
End of the vacation. Tomorrow I go back to work. And what I really feel more than anything else from this four-day vacation is clarity, which for me is very energizing.
Managing residents at a busy hospital, caring for patients, Marianne says her time away gave her the reboot she needed to get back to work. For The Pulse, I'm Shuka Kalantari.